Good to have you along. Thanks for doing it. Here's a headline in the Toronto Sun. Groups warn against closing Toronto's community courthouses. What's the problem? What's exactly taking place here? And why are these groups warning, and who are they? Well, one of them is the Ontario Crown Attorneys, and their president and former SIU head, Tony Loparco, joins me now. Tony, good morning.
Morning, Jerry. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for doing this. Now, first of all, what's happening here? Are they really actually going to close the courthouse in, say, Etobicoke, and anybody in Etobicoke is just going to have to go downtown Toronto?
That's correct. And in Scarborough and in North York, they're all being told they have to go downtown to participate in any provincial criminal trial that happens in the city of Toronto.
Is this only for criminal purposes, or were they closing court in the various locations you just mentioned altogether?
Those courthouses are being shut down altogether.
So if it was a traffic offense or anything at all?
Well, they've got other traffic courts that they're probably going to move to, Shepherd and a couple other spots, but all the criminal courts are shutting down and moving downtown.
What is the reasoning behind this?
I think at one point it was, we know what happened, you know, secondhand. It was supposed to be an amalgamation of the downtown courts, which are needed because Old City Hall, College Park, and Jarvis are terrible buildings. So they needed a new downtown courthouse, criminal courthouse. But the original plan was to put the Unified Family Court in it as well. And I understand there was some bureaucratic dispute as to how much space the Unified Family Court judges were supposed to get, and instead of working it out, they decided they weren't coming in at all, and they had to fill the space, and they figured the best way to fill it is to bring in the suburban criminal courts, which is a terrible way to make policy, I've got to tell you.
I can make a devil's advocate argument, of course, here, and I'll see how you deal with it, and that is, well, maybe it's just efficient use of money and resources.
No, I disagree, and the proof is in the pudding in that we asked for a cost-benefit analysis of the project, and they've done one, and they refused to release it. We did an FOI request. We've understood secondhand that the analysis indicated that it was a cost-neutral thing to bring the courts down. It would have, you know, basically be the same. And frankly, my position is I think that the cost would be, in the long term, more expensive to do what they're doing, because critical callback costs for police are going to go through the roof. And that happens when, you know, police officers that should be able to patrol the streets and come in for a trial in a local court when needed are now going to have to come in for the whole day, and someone's going to have to cover those patrol costs, and it's overtime. And that's going to cost a fortune. Everybody complains about the police budget. The police budget's going to go through the roof when that happens. And furthermore, with respect to policing, you know, we're seeing violence on the TTC in the last couple of weeks. If all the gangs from the city of Toronto end up coming downtown on the subway, what do you think is going to happen? You know, a Toronto Police Service security report commissioned in relation to the new Toronto courthouse said some to the effect of, you know, the fact that this building is being opened is exacerbated by the fact that it will be operating steps away from the Superior Court. On any given court date, each and every criminally accused person in the City of Toronto will attend court in the same geographic location. This is unprecedented and untested scenario for the City of Toronto. And they talk about the fact that gang members are all going to be together in one building, and that's going to cause them to start, you know, perhaps bringing weapons in order to protect themselves or take out other gang members. Not a great scenario, and in order to prevent that type of scenario, they're going to have to put more police in and around the courthouse. That's going to cost more money than has ever been the case in other parts of the city, with the smaller courthouses and each gang member's in their own part of the city. It's a lot easier to police that than when they're all together.
All right, so what's happening here is a pending amalgamation of the Toronto courthouse system, closing community courts in Scarborough, North York, and Etobicoke. And I'm speaking with Tony Loparco, who is the Ontario Crown Attorneys Association president, about this. And when you say they did a study, they are doing this, is your problem here with the city or with the province?
No, it's with the province, because the province has the ultimate say on whether or not you know, the plan has changed. The city actually gave them permission to build it, but interestingly enough, When we spoke to a couple of councillors, Deputy Mayor Thompson and from Scarborough and Councillor Pasternak from North York, they brought a motion about this issue, and the city hall, the city council, basically agreed 23-3 that bringing the suburban courts downtown was not a good idea, and the executive council confirmed that later. City Hall's on board in terms of not bringing the suburban courts downtown, but they have no say in it at the end of the day.
All right. Well, with an election coming, you might not get any action right now from the provincial government either, but what kind of reaction have you received? Any indication they're listening to you?
Well, you know, I spoke to the Attorney General, I guess at this point, a year and a half ago or so, and his concern was the cost of changing it, and secondly, what are you going to do with the empty space? And as I said to him, I think the cost is neutral at best and probably more expensive to keep it as is in the long term. And I also, and he says, well, how are we going to fill the space? I think they fill the space, you know, how they initially planned, by putting the unified family court in there. The provincial government's made a commitment to bring a unified family court into Toronto by 2025. That will never happen unless they put the unified family court in this building. And, you know, they say, well, that's going to cost money to change the configuration. Well, building now is all modular. So, yes, it's going to cost a little bit of money, but it's not significant when you think about the long-term benefits. If you're going to bring in a unified family court and they have to find a new building or a new lease downtown, that's going to be extremely expensive. Leases and buildings downtown are much more expensive than leases or buildings in Scarborough, North York, or Etobicoke. In fact, the Scarborough landlord said she'd build a Scarborough courthouse free of cost to the government in exchange for a 15-year lease. That's a pretty good deal, and I think it's something that they should consider.
All right, but it sounds like that was the long answer to say that the provincial government actually isn't listening to you.
Yeah, they said they would think about it, but they've never gotten back to me. That's why we decided to go public. I didn't want to do that, but, you know, it might be the only way to get a little bit of traction.
All right, we'll see what happens with that. I want to ask you about something else in
sure.
a kind of a tangent here. Tony Loparco was with me, and he's the president of the Ontario Crown Attorneys, but a former head of the SIU. Whenever I watch a movie or a TV show, the cops all hate the Special Investigations Unit. Is that true?
No, a lot of them do.
Should they?
No, they shouldn't. Frankly, you know, if you believe in, you know, having a professional police service, you want someone there who's independent to look over, you know, people who theoretically have done something wrong. You know, the vast majority of police officers are, I won't use the word exonerated, but certainly they find that there's no criminality after the SIU does an investigation because, you know, although violence is used, you know, in policing, violence is justified when you're dealing with certain types of scenarios, and they shouldn't be afraid of it. If they do their jobs properly, you know, they'll be cleared, and at the end of the day, policing will be the better for it because it won't, you know, there won't be as much thought that, oh, they're covering up for their own, and they shouldn't fear the SIU at all.
Yeah. Maybe the private sector analogy is some people don't like HR.
That's true. But, you know, it's something that you need.
All right. Tony Loparco, he's the president of the Ontario Crown Attorneys, and he's the former SIU head. We'll keep an eye on this thing that we originally talked about here, closing the community courthouses. We may talk again. Tony, it was good to talk to you. Thanks for this.
Thanks very much, Jerry.